Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Caitlin with a day off this morning, so Marilyn and myself will be handling trending.
Yes, New York City attempted to get back to normal yesterday after power was restored late Saturday after a huge blackout left parts of the city in complete darkness. I am not kidding you. According to a statement released by that power company, Con Edison, more than 72,000 customers in a 30-block area from Times Square to the Upper West Side were affected. And that started about 7 o'clock, Jamar. And that was Saturday night, and it lasted before midnight. Like, that is New York City. And the mayor, de Blasio, he was out on a campaign trail, and he said, listen, everybody calm down. It's a mechanical issue. No foul play suspected. But the blackout, if you think about that area, you know New York better than I do, but the blackout affected New York's big tourist attractions, including virtually all the Broadway theaters, Carnegie Hall, and the Jennifer Lopez concert at Madison Square Garden. So many of the shows decided to, well, if we can't do it inside, we're going to do an impromptu performance in the streets, including Waitress the Musical.
Let's make this thing that I see so well and make words go with already pretty bad.
That's my friend Eric Bergen, who stars right now in that musical. And in Oklahoma came out. Everybody came out to do, if there was a musical, they were out on the streets. That is so New York.
What happened to J-Lo? She been going inside and doing her show outside?
J-Lo, what happened to J-Lo? She was backstage with her soon-to-be husband going, like, they were really doing this big dance number, and it was flashing on and off, and then it stopped. So they have rescheduled.
They pulled a... Didn't that happen to Beyonce once?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that happened to Beyonce. Anyway, wow, another New York City blackout. They got to get the electricity locked down in that town.
They really do. They're wondering. And, you know, the governor is Cuomo. He is so ticked off right now. This can't happen again because people are thinking, you know, is there some foul play? The answer is no foul play right now. Can you play tennis for 20 minutes?
Can I play tennis for 20 minutes? I can't play tennis for 15 minutes. I'm not very good.
Can you imagine playing for 4 hours and 55 minutes?
Whoa. Okay. Arm falling off, yes.
That's how long Novak and Roger were playing yesterday in a record-breaking Wimbledon's men final. And it was unbelievable. It was the longest final in the history of the tournament and went to an unprecedented fifth set tiebreaker before, and I don't know how to say his name properly. How do you say his name properly?
I would say that's Dvorak.
Dvorak emerged. He won.
I'm probably saying that wrong. George Djokovic.
Yeah, I don't know. Help us, please, if you're tennis.
Djokovic.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought.
Thank you. And then Serena lost to Simona Halep, I think that's how you say her name, the day before on Saturday. So there you go. Changing of the guard for the women's side, and what a matchup though yesterday. I was following it because I was away, following it on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I just want to see the last part. So I went home, didn't look at Twitter at all, and watched the last part of it. It was pretty amazing.
Now, amazing was happening on our side here in Toronto. The Honda Indy happened downtown at the CNE yesterday, and Simon here. Thank you. Pass me the baton for misspellings.
Pagano
held up Scott Dixon to win the Honda IndyCar race Toronto yesterday, which I was at, which was incredible. He had a lead pretty much the entire race, so
yeah,
it was wide.
Well, let's hear it for Oakville.
Of course. Alexander Rossi finished third to close within 4 points of championship leader Josef Newgarden. All right, Oakville's James Hinchcliffe took sixth place. Also,
way to go, James!
Very good.
All right.
I can't imagine what it is to drive a car that fast. That's an insane experience.
It's insane. Yeah. And also you're in this car and you can't really move.
You can't move
except your arms to steer the dang thing.
And you can't look down to pick up a Pepsi because, you know, you need all.
There's no texting and driving in this game.
No texting and driving whatsoever. That's trending.
Yep.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Week. Been out. No battles for me for a week.
Well, you have different battles.
You could
battling
say,
raccoons.
You could say that again.
Skunks, moving.
Cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
More about that later. Let's get on our breakfast battle. Okay. Contestants on Team Marilyn this morning is Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi there.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm up early, so yeah. This is great.
This is early for you, Kath? What time did you get up, Kathy?
Normally, you wake me up at 7:30.
Oh, and what brought you, why early today?
I don't know. Monday morning, have to get going, and I just woke up early.
It's because you want the OLG Toronto Festival of Beer prize pack. That's why.
Exactly.
Why
that sounds like it.
And Doug probably wants it, too. Good morning, Doug, playing for Team Jamar.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Doug, you a beer guy?
Oh, you gotta know that.
Did you hear that laugh?
I'm thinking Bob and Doug McKenzie. Am I thinking the same thing, right?
In fact, I'm having one right now.
Look at that. Starting early.
Okay.
Well, actually, you're starting late, Doug.
I haven't stopped.
Okay. Right. Today's topic is things and events people commonly forget. And it's that OLG prize pack, which is so fantastic for the beer festival. Curtis is going to replace Caitlin just for today to be the scorekeeper.
Woo!
All right. And, you know, Kathy, you and I are up first. Again, things and events people commonly forget. Curtis, take us in, please.
All right, Kathy, your 30 seconds starts now.
Teachers check that their students completed this.
Homework.
July 15th is today's what?
Monday.
It starts with an area code followed by 7 digits.
Postal code.
Where you put your car while shopping? Where do you put your car?
In the parking lot.
The annual celebration of a marriage or other milestone is known as a?
Anniversary.
Another word for somebody's surname is a?
Last name.
A secret word or phrase used to gain access to your accounts is called a?
Passcode?
Password or passcode? Woo! That's right. July 15th is today's date.
Yes, it is.
That was the answer.
That was so you didn't get that one right.
Amazon Prime Day.
Pardon me?
It's Amazon Prime Day.
No, today is July 15th, but don't worry about it. You didn't get that right anyway. How many, Curtis?
She got 5. I had an incorrect ding there, but 5 is the total.
5 for Kathy.
Total.
All right,
5.
Doug.
Okay.
Can you beat that, Doug?
Oh, certainly.
All
for
right.
For beer, no problem.
For beer, he can do anything. Hey, Doug, things and events that people commonly forget. You're on my team, so that would be everything.
Commonly forget.
We forget everything.
Yeah.
So anything goes here. Okay, right. Let's go in. Please, Curtis, take us in.
All right, Doug, your 30 seconds starts now.
You need these things to get into your house or your car?
Keys.
It's measured in hours and minutes, AM or PM?
Time.
The word to a song called the?
Lyrics.
The thing with you that holds your money.
Wallet, purse.
What you hold over your head in the rain.
Umbrella.
People forget to take this out on the curb.
Garbage, trash, recyclable.
The celebration of the day you arrived in the world.
Birthday.
What you used to listen to music on the go.
Walkman, iPod.
It doesn't matter, you won, Doug!
7!
Yay! Doug. Okay, Kathy, you didn't win. I'm so sorry. Doug got 7. But thank you for waking up early. You can always play again.
Thank you.
Listen up, Doug. A pair of tickets to Toronto's Festival of Beer on Sunday, July 28th, which includes an hour and a half of early access. You get in there early. You can camp out. Express entrance to a club, and it includes a private bar, a private DJ, and 15 sampling tokens. You're going to be in heaven, Doug.
Plus, you got that right.
I
love this guy.
Plus a $100 OLG gift card. So much going on. Thank you, OLG, for Breakfast Battle, the Toronto Festival of Beer prize pack.
Enjoy that festival. Beer bong not included. Bring your own.
I'm calling Uber right now.
Yay! Yeah.
Wait, you don't have to go till the 28th, but okay. You can go camp out if you like.
Slam one for me, man. Shotgun a beer for me, yeah?
I'll have more than one for you, buddy.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you for being on Team Jamar. All right, Doug wins it this morning. That's one win for me for the week.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you. We actually asked you to listen, so we appreciate the fact that you are. Unlike our smart speakers that we're not asking to listen to us and track us.
Right.
They're just doing it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Channing Tatum, the actor, of course, has gotten the scare of his life because he downloaded an app. I think the app is called Pattern. It's supposed to be some astrology thing. And he has realized that the app, within minutes of downloading the app, knew so many little tidbits about him that he's convinced that his phone is spying on him.
He's like a little nervous about it. Yeah. On the edge.
A little nervous. Listen to Channing Tatum.
What is this Pattern? It's an app. I just downloaded it called the Pattern. How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of the Pattern, people that use the Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. I'm in therapy. Whatever, everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning, boop, pops up, and using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone pattern? AI, the algorithm that is the pattern, are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of and the stuff, you know what? Pattern people, you should just call me. That's what should happen right
Channing
now.
Channing Tatum is losing it.
Honestly, you could hear his voice kind of accelerate, like get a higher pitch and
yeah.
And then, and, you know, a lot of people don't divulge the fact that they go to therapy, which is always a supportive and wonderful thing to do. But then I thought, wow, you are really feeling this.
Yeah, well, what a great time to find out that, like, you're being spied on right after your therapy session.
And by the way, I might as well tell you everything.
Right.
Yeah, right. Full disclosure.
But he's not the only one. All of us are realizing that our phones, our computers, our TVs, they're all really listening.
Yeah.
And gathering information about us. Here's a text from someone who listens to the show. It says, I'm feeling like I'm being stalked by my phone. Every ad on my phone, from the pens to travel, is based on my conversations. Forget Big Brother. It's Big Daddy. I'm so sick of it. I would just caution you. Don't talk about things out loud, especially the pens undergarments. Keep that to yourself for more reasons than one. Another text says, last night we were at a friend's barbecue, and they just came back from Disneyland. They were telling us about their trip, and when we get home, we started getting ads about Disney.
Yeah, isn't that something? I know. And I, you know, you're going, it's kind of a delayed reaction. And then it comes up on your screen and going, oh, that's right. We talked about it in the car a couple of days ago. Yeah. There it is.
Now, there might be a way to find these conversations that things are recording. Because someone texted, I don't know how to do this, but they said, my Google speaker recorded a conversation I had with my kids. My husband found the recording in his search history, but we never said, hey, Google, before the convo.
Right.
I'd be very interested to see if that is true or if you can search that. Here's another one. Someone said, my iPhone picked up a broadcast from my smart TV. Siri came on and gave me the definition of something that I was shocked about because the iPhone said it. So then the TV said it, the iPhone started.
That's happened to me. And it's like, I didn't even say that. Oh, because the TV was on and it picked it up.
You know what I'm not going to do, but someone should do this and do a video of it and make it go viral, get a lot of hits. They should put up their smart TV and their iPhone and their Alexa in a circle set them to trigger off conversations with each other. Make the smart TV talk to Siri, who's then talking to Alexa.
It's a different kind of Wimbledon.
Exactly.
It's a different back and forth, a bit different rally. Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Nope.
But that's your free viral video from Jamar.
All right.
You owe me. Okay. Bad habits. Hey, get in the habit of covering up these speakers, shall we? It's the talking you're doing around your smart speakers. Like Khalid says, can we just talk? Well,
careful.
The more you talk, the more information it gathers, and we're all getting hip to the game. Channing Tatum's already onto it. He says that his speaker knows that he's been to therapy, and the app he downloaded started giving him advice based on those therapy sessions. It was probably listening during the therapy
session. And you did a shout-out for rashes and things.
Yes, now everyone's getting us suggestions about how to cure the bumps.
Hey.
You're welcome. Someone needed that this morning. Good morning. Is it your phone that's listening to you?
It is.
What came up?
Well, I text a girlfriend. I said, let's have lunch next week. And we usually go to this one place, but we said, let's try something different. And I said, I will, you know, look around for some cool restaurants in Hamilton. That's where we were going to go.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I went on my computer and just was, you know, doing, you know, some work on my computer. And all of a sudden, these ads started popping up. The 10 best restaurants in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a private conversation, right?
Yeah, through a text message. I didn't even say it out loud.
Yeah. So you thought it was a private conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, wait till your coworkers hear all the things you were talking about too on that text.
No, that's the next scary thing.
Yeah.
But you know, that is weird. So, I mean, it probably, did you get some good restaurant advice?
I did actually.
Very good.
It was actually helpful, but
good.
It was helpful.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
I don't know if anyone, Marilyn, I don't know if you noticed this. My phone, when I get in my car after work, my phone will actually tell me how long it takes to get home. Knowing, I'm like, wait, how do you know I'm going home?
That is what's happening to me, too. It's like at the old map.
Yeah.
When you're at the mall, it says you are here, and you're going, how do you know?
How'd you know?
Yeah. Now you get in the car, it goes, it'll take you 12 minutes and 17 seconds to get home. And go, well, maybe I'll go and get a coffee. How do you know that?
And that's
that
exactly
smart?
What I do to throw the thing off. I just drive in circles. I'll be like, home? I'm not going home. I'm driving in circles. Meh. Okay. The paranoia is pointless. It is what it is. Technology is going to just completely...
It's taking over, Jamar.
Take over.
Yeah.
Well, if, listen, if technology is in control, then...
But not announcers.
Not at... Well,
oh.
I hope not.
Never.
I hope not.
Okay. Love Island After Sun show, excellent.
Thank you.
And now because when you get obsessed with some of these characters that are on this island, I get obsessed mm-hmm. with. So we can, now when does that show run?
It airs Saturday nights at 8 p.m.
Perfect.
After like the week-long recap.
Yeah, it's so good.
So it's so delicious. It's the perfect summer series. So you guys got to watch it.
What else is delicious in entertainment?
Well, okay. So I got here this morning and was listening to you and Jamar talking, and you were talking about Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And Laura Dern.
Yeah.
And I heard you say this thing. I always do this. It's probably nothing, but I really want it to be something, so I turn it into something. Okay. and I come along and I crush your dreams.
Did you hear me shout out to you today? Maybe Lainey will have more on that, because I saw them in a picture and I thought maybe.
Okay, so it's true. Bradley Cooper and Laura Dern were seen out for coffee. You know who was also seen leaving Bradley's place this weekend? Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
They've been friends for a long time since Alias.
What? Wait. This is even better than I've asked for.
They were on a show together.
Yeah.
And she was seen leaving his place. They're friends.
What time of day were they leaving?
It was broad daylight.
Okay, fine.
It could have been morning after. It was a visit to his house. Okay. I'm not trying to start anything, but I know you like to start things. So now I'm giving you a choice. Do you want to start Bradley with Laura, or do you want to start Bradley with Jenna?
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to call Laura, who's awesome. I think they're doing a project together, potentially doing a project together. Mm-hmm. And good friends, you know, they've been through a lot together mm-hmm. separately, maybe.
Okay.
I can see those two together.
Okay. Because you can only pick one if you want to, like, Jennifer. Conjure a gossip story.
I say Jennifer.
Okay. So we're going to put all of our gossip genie energy
towards
into
Jennifer.
Hoping Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner get
Thanks.
Together.
Lainey, you've made my dream come true for at least a couple of minutes. Okay.
And I heard you talking about Taylor Swift and Kelly Clarkson mm-hmm. earlier, and Kelly Clarkson going on Twitter and supporting Taylor Swift and supporting that fan-driven idea that people want Taylor to re-record her masters.
Right.
There is some history to this, though. Back in 2010, Taylor performed at the Grammys, and her vocals were... not that great. Sometimes live, you know, there are lots of different
There's
elements.
There's glitches and all
and
that.
And she was criticized for it. And Scott Borchetta, who Taylor's fighting with now, who owns, like, her masters, her record label, and sold it to Scooter Braun. At the time in 2010, Scott Borchetta was like, you know, Taylor performs from the heart. She might not be the technically perfect singer, but she performs from the heart. And she's not like these American Idol people who just riff on notes and are technically perfect.
Oh.
Well, Kelly went on her blog at the time in 2010 and basically shut down Scott Borchetta. And she was like, I don't know who you're talking to, Scott Borchetta, about American Idol stars, because of course, who is Kelly Clarkson, the number one first American Idol winner? Mm-hmm. She's like, I support Taylor and she did a great performance and I love her, but don't be coming for American Idol people, Scott.
Scott Borchetta.
So there's underneath all of that some already existing not so great feelings between Kelly Clarkson and Scott Borchetta. So that there's some history there.
Yeah, no kidding. So the deal is to she's saying, why don't you just redo the song?
Yeah.
And Jamar and I were talking about that earlier, and the point was people have done that before.
People have done that before, and, you know, it could be a gift and a curse because the songs really never come out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You can never do it twice again,
yeah.
You know? So you might get new versions, remixed versions
At
of the old
point,
songs.
At this point, though, she's not even 30. I mean, I understand why people are saying that, but I think that she now owns all of her masters going forward.
Yeah.
She has a new record deal. So just go and kill it with the new songs.
Sure. Yeah.
She, at 29, I don't know an artist at 29 who needs to be moving backwards. I mean, you have like a 40-year career ahead of you where you can make all those old songs completely forgettable because the new ones are going to slap so hard.
Yeah, like what does she share? Like re-recording all the old hits? Or yeah. Something like that?
No, but yeah. I love the fact that I love her new song, so it's all good. Lainey, thank you so much. E-Talk's on tonight on CTV at 7 o'clock. Don't miss the After Sun show, too, with Lainey and Danielle and Jess. Always good to see you guys on. At nighttime, I went, wait, what they're on at nighttime? How did they do it?
We're saucier at night.
You dress saucier, and you are saucier, if that can be. That, I mean, you're already saucy on the social. Good for you. Nice to see you.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.